Harper Audio presents Islands by Anne Rivers Siddons, read by Dana Ivey. I met Lewis Aiken when I was 35 and resigned to the fact that I would not marry for love, only perhaps for convenience. We met on an afternoon in April, humid and punishing as spring can often be in the Carolina Lowcountry. The air felt like thick, wet steam, and the smell of the pluff mud from the marshes around Charleston stung in nostrils and permeated clothes and hair. I was bringing a frightened, club-footed child to the free clinic Lewis operated on Saturdays. My old Toyota coughed and gagged in the heat. I had turned off the air conditioner to spare its strength and was running sweat. In the back seat, buckled into her car seat, the child howled steadily and dismally. I did not blame her. Her feckless mother had dropped her off in my office the afternoon before and faded away for the second time running, leaving me to scramble around for a place for her daughter to spend Friday night, and then pick her up the next day and take her to the clinic myself. "Sweetie, please stop crying," I said desperately over my shoulder. "We're going to see the nice man who's going to help get your foot fixed, and then you can run around and jump and, oh, play soccer." I pulled into the lot next to the beautiful old house on Rutledge Avenue that housed Dr. Lewis Aiken's Lowcountry Pediatric Orthopedic Clinic. I knew that Dr. Aiken had long done free diagnostics.